Yes, sir. What it do, baby?
Yo.
Encore. We encoring this bitch.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. Just enjoying another back-to-back beautiful night of wrestling. That's what.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Like, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Brother Monty Podcast. Joined here, as always, with RJ the Brooklyn Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about night two of NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. I will say this, for night one and night two, they definitely started off the show right, both shows. Mm-hmm. Because I was actually really happy to watch Santos Escobar versus Jordan Devlin for Mr. Bobblehead.
Yep.
For the Cruiserweight champion to unify the Cruiserweight championship in the ladder match. What'd you think about this match, man?
I thought it was good. I missed a good piece of it, but
okay.
I caught the intros. I thought Escobar, you know, as always, you know, he brings the big fight feel.
Yeah.
With his outfits and everything like that. So like it was really cool and,
right.
And you know, Finn Balor Jr. there comes out there, you know, posing this shit like his dad. So, yeah, you know, and it was a good match. Like, both guys went balls to the wall, you know, Spanish flies being thrown around all over the place. You get a standing one, then you got one off the ladder. I'm like, damn, these guys are really going at it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, Legado del Fantasma, you know, interfering and stuff like that. And Escobar sending him away. You know, he's like, nah, go to the back. You know, and they were taking care of business. They did a couple of more moves and everything like that. And, you know, he headbutted him. And I like the callback, too. Like, because that's how, remember, you know, Jordan Devlin did that to him a couple of weeks ago. And I know that shit wasn't pleasant.
Right. He literally headbutted him through the ladder. That shit was cool.
Yeah, exactly. And it was
good.
And he broke that shit, too. And Jordan Devlin's a small dude, too. So.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. And Escobar, he got the titles.
What happened?
Who's gonna beat this man then?
Oh yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen this with the Cruiserweight title. Maybe it's happened. I'm not sure. Let him go double champ. Let him beat Gargano for the North American title. Let him do it. Find a way. That would be cool as hell. And then I guess he'll lose the Cruiserweight title to, I don't know who, Mansoor? I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know, bro.
Now that you say that, I think that might happen.
Right.
I think they're saving all this for Mansoor because somebody brought to my attention the other day. Matter of fact, it was Tia.
He's like 60-0.
Tia was like, this guy's like 60-something and old.
Yeah,
and like
bro.
Singles con- and I'm like, how?
What?
Where?
I know.
What?
I don't know why.
She said, I guess on 205 Live. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, bro.
So mm-hmm. I don't watch that shit.
Me neither. I don't watch that shit. I don't watch no damn 205 Live. I'll tell you one thing, though. Chris Bay and Ace Austin is on some 205 Live. I'll definitely watch some 205 Live. Definitely won't watch him in Impact. But
wait a minute. Hold on. What?
What?
Hold on. I know this ain't true. This can't be true.
What?
Oh, my God.
What just happened? Is there a bomb about to happen? What just happened?
No. Oh, wow. Oh, man. It seemed that DMX has passed away.
What?
Oh, man.
Seriously?
That's what I'm seeing. Oh.
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh,
all right,
man.
RJ, hold on. Mm-hmm. We'll take a moment of silence.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. That's actually crazy. Prayers and condolences go out to his whole family. I know he has a big family. He has a lot of kids. So keeping our prayers and condolences to his entire family. That's crazy.
Definitely. DMX had a big impact on my lifetime, you know.
Yeah, man. So, like, we grew up out here listening to that man. So
I mean, that man's posters was all over my mom's wall, you know.
Where?
Like that album cover with the blood all over him. Like, that was on her wall. Like, everything was on her wall. Nothing but DMX, man. Like, DMX and Biggie. Like, that's what I grew up on. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Man, that's that shit hurts, man. It hurts whole lot. Rest in peace, DMX, man. Oh, my God. Whew. Yes. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Man. But, dang.
Yeah, no, I think, we'll see. We'll see what goes forward with both of these men.
I'm wow, that kind of shook me up a little bit. But yeah, I'm interested to see where they go with both guys too, because Escobar, realistically, besides Mansoor, who again, I mean, he's all right, but like, does anybody really care about Mansoor? He's like, he hasn't even been on NXT, like, so like,
yeah,
they want to throw, I mean. They record 205 Live at the Performance Center or whatever the hell, right at the NXT most nights. So, I mean, I guess they can keep up with some continuity there as far as like the undefeated streak or whatever goes. But who cares though?
Yeah,
that's my thing. Like,
yeah, I agree.
In my opinion, you're gonna bypass all of these amazing talents that you have, like Swerve and like. You can say whatever you want about Jordan Devlin, but one thing we can't take away is that he has, you know, ability.
Right.
You're going to bypass all these guys for Mansoor.
Right.
Baby Mustafa Ali and Seth Rollins.
Basically. Like, basically.
You got to get out of here, bro. It's like if Seth Rollins and Mustafa Ali had a baby, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's ridiculous, man. It's
ridiculous. But, it's all right.
It is what it is.
The next matchup, we had the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. Champions, I should say, sorry. Shotzi Blackheart, Ember Moon, you know, defending it against Candice LeRae and Indi Hartwell. All I say is, I really wanted Candice and Indi Hartwell to win. I really did. I don't care.
I did too, to be honest with you.
I really did. That, like, spine buster into, I don't know what Candice LeRae did, but that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought they won right there, and then they broke it up. I was like, shit, damn it. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Like,
God damn it.
Damn it. Like, can Candice LeRae win one belt? Just one belt? Damn. But, nah, man. Yo, Shotzi Blackheart, what's going on, bro?
Oh, tonight she almost killed herself again.
Again.
Oh, my God. As soon as she... As soon as I saw her head dip low after she dove through, the dive was perfect. It was just the landing. Like, it was just like,
she just,
oh my God. Oh, like, my her God. Head just went down between fucking Candice and Indi. I'm about to call it EO. Candice and Indi. And her body went straight between them and against the barricade. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yo.
I thought she landed on her fucking neck, bro.
I know. It was bad. God, I told you. Damn it. She's literally the daredevil of the entire WWE. She's not NXT, like,
the whole
crazy, bro. She be wilding. Like, you gotta really chill.
Well, she got more balls really than a lot of men. Yourself.
That's facts. That's so true. That's so true. She'll take that gamble. Yeah, it don't matter. Oh, word? We have a match at TakeOver? Bet.
See this.
I'm about to go crazy.
I'm about to show
off. That's literally her mentality. Oh, word? Oh. All right. I'm going crazy. Like, I like that. I definitely like that. But it just is scary, bro. It's scary.
But you did call that yesterday, though. You was like, yeah, she going to do something crazy. I mean, it was predictable, but like.
But she always. There's no fucks given.
None whatsoever.
But I didn't really have a problem with it. Do I care that they retain? Nah.
No, I don't.
I don't mind. And they actually fit as a tag team, honestly. And if they're gonna try to build up this women's tag team division in NXT, they're gonna have to build teams up, multiple teams, and they're gonna have to build champions too. You can't just have a champion, like, you can't keep having that, like, on and off cycle what they did with like Dakota Kai and Raquel. Like, you can't have short reigns like that. Especially if you're trying to build the actual division to be taken serious. They have the women.
They got the women. Talent. They got the depth. They got, after this, stick a few with Xia Li and, I forgot what the hell Karen Q's new name is.
Yeah, I keep forgetting it too.
I think that they have to be next, right?
Yeah.
They have to be next.
I think so.
Because no bullshittery was done here to constitute a rematch. So I'm thinking they're next. And if the next day, they got to win those belts. Yeah, like Shotzi totally and Ember don't need to hold those belts that long. But I get what you're saying, though. To establish a reign having matches for it, yeah. You give Shotzi and Ember maybe, I don't know, two random. You give them, didn't they fight Aaliyah and what's her name, Jessie Kamea a couple weeks ago for the belts?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they did.
So that's one title match. Then tonight, that's the second. You at least give them another one, and then you have them drop the belts. I think three good title matches is good enough.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. But oof. Okay. So the next match is definitely your favorite match of the night. I'm kidding. I don't want to get beat up.
you know what? Hey, Bronson... I got something surprising to say. So go ahead.
Okay. Cool. Uh-huh. Bronson Reed, you know, the winner of the gauntlet from yesterday, from night one, he was taking on Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship match.
Correcto.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Take the floor, my good sir. Speak your mind.
You know, this match wasn't bad at all, and you know what? It kept my interest. Gargano, I never said he wasn't a good wrestler. Okay, people, I just want to just go ahead and throw that. What I am saying, my thing against him is that I'm sick and tired of seeing him. That's my thing. That's my whole entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
The match was good. He worked it perfectly. Him and Bronson Reed, they did some good storytelling with, you know, with Bronson Reed selling his midsection and everything like that. So it was perfect. Perfect storytelling, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Good match. Good match. A North American mid-card, you know, match. You know what I'm saying? This is exactly everything it needed to be. Bronson Reed wasn't going to win. So, you know, that's that.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of knew it once we saw Bronson Reed win. Me and you both kind of had the idea, like, he probably wasn't going to win.
I thought maybe for 1 second Dexter Lumis would come out and give him and try to neutralize Austin Theory.
You know what?
And I thought that was going to happen.
Sidebar from what you just said now that you mention it, it kind of makes me upset that Vince or HBK would literally put those segments for weeks with Dexter, like, you know, messing around with the way and Indy and him, just for him to lose the gauntlet. Like,
it didn't make any sense.
You would think he would get the championship opportunity and basically, you know, win maybe, if anything, to prolong it. And that's what I was saying. It would have made sense. It would have totally made sense if he was in that match. Indy and Candice win the tag titles. He loses to Dexter Lumis. Everybody's happy, even Candice, because she's a champion now.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have Johnny Gargano be, you know, corny and, you know, complaining about everything. And guess what? Like, no one would really listen to him, and besides Austin Theory, who's trying to, like, you know, calm him down and stuff like that. They could have really prolonged the comical, I think. But I don't know who's going to beat him now. It seems like he's going to have, like, one of those weird runs.
Unless Lumis gets it next Tuesday.
Okay.
Unless they, you know, slap together a title match at the last minute, give Dexter Lumis a shot. I could see them actually trying to rush a title match and maybe possibly a title change on next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised if that happens.
Right. All right. That's cool. Well, so then we'll be on the lookout for Tuesdays then. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So, okay, the co-main event. I'll say it right now, should have definitely been the main event. We have Finn Balor. Well, no. That's disrespectful. I shouldn't do that. We have the challenger, Karrion Kross, taking on the reigning, defending NXT World Champion, Finn Balor. This match was definitely a personal treat for me, ladies and gentlemen, only because these are two of my favorites in NXT and probably two of my top five favorites in all of WWE. I love both of these gentlemen. I've been a long, long time fan of Finn Balor, and seeing Karrion Kross, you know, come back from that injury, I wouldn't say disappointed. I was just sad that he got hurt the first go around. Just love the guy's character. Love his intensity. You know, he's here to fuck you up, and plain and simple. tell me, what was some takeaways you would say from this match specifically?
Well, I like the I like Karrion Kross coming out there like a gladiator. That was pretty cool, and that was different. I loved the little intro thing they did for Finn Balor. Like, they brought back his old intro that he had with his music. When he was a demon. Yeah. They brought I think it was he had that intro when he was in NXT before. The whole long intro. They just cut it when he went to the main roster. They cut it. But yeah, they had that going on in the background. They were showing all the stuff that he had, you know, done over his career in NXT and in WWE as a whole. I thought that was a nice little touch. He turns around, he's got the big X on his chest and everything like that. No demon still, but you know, at least he panned himself for the occasion somehow, in some fashion.
Right, and, he definitely tried that.
Nah, man, but this was a war, dude. Like Finn Balor, you know, people, you know, old school size queens, they would be like, oh, realistically, they can't match up well. And it's just like, you can. You just have to find ways. Just like when somebody's arguing with me that Daniel Bryan can't realistically have a match with The Undertaker. I'm like, all Daniel Bryan got to do is go after his leg. If they can build a story around him going after Taker's leg and Taker fighting back, like, to put the little pipsqueak away, like, you can do that. You can do a story like that. You just have to be creative. Put your creative cap on and use it. You know what I'm saying? And Balor and Cross showed that tonight. They showed that you can do a story. But them going back and forth with each other's midsection and everything like that. Like, I thought that was a nice touch. And they were, you know, just continuing to tell good stories. And they had a hard-hitting affair. They really did. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. He actually really brought the fight to Karrion Kross. It was cool. He actually put him in some submissions. And my boy, yo, he finally brought back the cross jacket. Yeah, he finally brought it back. That was cool. I was happy. He doesn't really use it that much now. He does that, like, that elbow to the back of the head.
Yeah, he does the elbow thing.
Oof.
Which, I don't buy that from him yet as a finish.
Yeah, right. I agree. The cross jacket was better.
Yeah, like if he did the chop like Will Ospreay does, like with Will Ospreay does the chop, I think he calls it the hidden blade or whatever, where he takes and chops the guy with his forearm to the back of the head. Like if Cross did that, now I could buy that as a finish, but just a forearm, it doesn't look powerful.
The only thing I would say is though, that part at the end where he was just mauling him, that looked scary. That looked so scary. Like the way Finn sold it is like he was killing him. Like all those shots to the back of the head, like when he was like on the floor and stuff. It was pretty cool. I don't know, man. It was fun. Are you upset? No, I wouldn't say upset. Are you okay with Karrion Kross retaining gaining back the championship he never lost?
Upset. I'm a fan of the guy too. I'm just as much as a fan, if not more, than you are.
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't tweet at wrestlers and stuff like that. I don't at all. I just, hey, Karrion Kross, follow me. I don't do none of that stuff. But, you know, no, like, I'm a big Kross fan. So I was in the same boat with you. Like, Kross had to get the belt back. Finn Balor was a nice placeholder until he got it back. I had no beef. If Balor retained, I would have been mad about it at all. I just would have thought it would have been stupid, but, you know, I would have been mad. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, Cross gets the belt that he never lost. Now let's see what he does with it. Who is he going to face next? You know, all the big guys, I want to see him go, because I want to see him go after big guys. I want to see him matches with bigger guys.
Word.
I think the smaller guys will get something out of him. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like I want to see him go up against other titans, and NXT doesn't have that right now. I guess you could put him against Bronson Reed, but we all gonna know the outcome there.
Yeah, especially if we saw what just happened tonight,
right? And then you know what? They need to bring back what's his name, Vink, or whatever his name is. They need to bring him back to fight Karrion Kross.
I know who you're talking about. He was one of those guys with MVP, right? Shane Thorne.
Yeah. Shane Thorne and Bronson Reed's old running mate in TMDK. Right. Bring him back. That guy's fucking 6'6" in great shape, and they're not using him. And he can talk too, and they're not using him at all.
Yeah.
Like that's a shame. That's a shame.
Yeah. I wonder where Finn Balor goes from here. That's something. That's something. That's something. I don't know. I really don't. It's gonna be real, real interesting how his cards actually play out for him. There's none. RJ, they ain't real shit for him to do now.
No, He's got no choice but to go back to either his options are either going back to Ireland and wrestling in NXT UK, or obviously leaving WWE as a whole, or trying the main roster again.
No. The way the main roster is rolling nowadays,
they could use Finn Balor right now. Don't you can't even say that they can use Finn Balor right now.
Oh no, that's facts.
They need another guy in there.
Facts.
And
that's
Finn Balor with his new. We don't know. We don't know how Vince McMahon feels about Finn Balor now. He got okay. Well, pal, he's refreshed. He hadn't been hurt. He's got new edge to him. Who knows? Maybe he might. Maybe he might give him another chance.
Oh shit! Don't get me excited for no reason. Don't do that.
Nah, man. I'm just trying to speak some logistics here, babe. It's just I think that absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they like to say, right?
Okay, I like that.
Maybe Vince McMahon missed calling on old Finn Balor. It's been what, 2 years?
Yeah,
maybe he missed calling up on Finn Balor to wrestle. And like I said, Drew's gonna need new challenges if he wins the belt. Lashley's gonna need new challenges if he wins the belt or retains the belt, which I hope he retains the belt. Who else? Roman, damn. Edge, they're all gonna need new challenges. You can't keep on fighting the same guys over and over again. You can't fight because who's Drew gonna fight after Lashley? Let's say if he wins the belt, he's gonna fight Bobby Lashley again, and then who else? Who? Sheamus? We don't seen that 5,000 times already. They blew their load on that too quick.
That's what I'm saying. You give us stuff too much at the same time in the same amount of time. You don't even give it room to breathe. Like, the last time Bobby and Drew fought was Backlash. That was damn near like a whole year ago, basically.
And now they're coming back to it. So, that's good in that instance.
That is good. No, you know what I'm saying? That's two different ways of we having the same matchup. But
yeah, but I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if Drew was doing the belt,
absolutely.
You know, he's going to fight Lashley. That's probably going to continue for like at least another month or so. And then he's going to probably wind up fighting Sheamus, because Sheamus is the next up credible heel he can fight, go up against. But like I said, they blew a load on that already. They blew it. I mean, Vince McMahon just whipped it out and he just blew it all over the place.
Right.
So I'm just saying they need more bodies to fill on that roster. And I don't know. He's in the honeymoon phase with a lot of the newer guys, you know, like the Keith Lees. And we don't even know what's going on with Keith Lee right now. Like, there's a report saying that he's healthy. He's not healthy. He's ready to go, but he's not ready to go. So we don't know what the hell's going on with that. So, I'm going to just leave that alone.
I can't be taking reports nowadays. I feel like everybody
named mama a reporter.
Yeah, everybody and their mother be getting the reports. They got the scoop, the new scoop. Like, I'm not trying to.
Even my sauces don't even know what's going on with Keith Lee right now. So I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Right. I'm sorry.
But they need WWE needs to do some rehabbing seriously after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Get WrestleMania through the books, and they need to start pushing guys after WrestleMania. Garza, I need to see Garza on TV. I don't need to see that man on main event no more. That man need to be on TV, progressing and growing as a performer. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with Slapjack, Shane Thorne. Like, turn him back to Shane Thorne. Make him a credible mid-carder. I know that's probably asking for too much, but do something with the kid. He's good. He's a good dude. Like, if you can tap into his personality, he can show you something. I would advise if they split Morrison and Miz up, putting him with the Miz for a while, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think that could be pretty good, and you can have them play off each other. I think that could be something different. That's just an idea. Who else? I'm going to need them to push T-Bar and Mace as a tag team. I'm going to need that because they're going to need new tag teams too.
And Raw. That's true.
And those guys work good together. Take the fucking mask off them. Have what you call it, be Dijakovic, and have what you call it, be Dio Madden again. Although, I ain't going to lie, he could keep that mask. He can keep that look if he wanted to, honestly.
I mean, it looks dope.
We said it from the rip. He's the only guy that fits that fucking look. He makes that fucking look work.
Yeah, Mace. I totally agree.
But, they just need to push people. And I think Finn Balor might be on his way up. Because there's no other thing for him to do on NXT.
Yeah. We're going to see.
We're going to see, but
I can see him beating Walter for the UK title. But I don't want that to happen. I thought Rampage was going to win.
Nah, Rampage lost.
I know, bro. Oh, so God. Like, yeah. That's so what I'm saying. I don't know who's gonna beat him now.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah,
no, I don't know. Crazy. No, I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you think they'll do Volta versus Cross at one point? At a certain point.
You can't do title for title.
No, not title for title, but just like for bragging rights. Nah, because they can afford to do that for title for title, because we know Volta ain't moving to the States.
If you do that, mm-hmm. if you do that,
right,
do a War Games. Do a crazy team cross against Imperium or something. I don't see how they would do it at a takeover where they just fight 1v1, no title on the line. I don't see them ever doing that. I don't know. That'd be crazy. Oh my God. That would be literally the Titan that you were looking for Cross to face.
Yeah, exactly. I only want to see Cross go up against those kinds of guys. Like,
yeah, nah, that makes sense, though.
Because that's more of a suspension of disbelief. I mean, yeah, that suspends my belief, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want as a wrestling fan still. Even though I know all the insider stuff and the inside outs and blah, 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 I still want to suspend my disbelief. So, right. You know, if he's fighting nothing but Garganos and Balors, like, I can only suspend my disbelief but so much.
But not even just that, but it's like, I don't know. You do want to see him overcome a bigger opponent. That definitely looks cool. Because mm-hmm. he's big himself, so. I definitely see your point.
Right.
All right, so the other main event, the second main event of the night, I guess, if you want to say, to close out the show.
Right.
The unsanctioned match between Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. I'll be honest, man. I got some goods and I got some bads from this match. The only bad really is this shit took way too long.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was just definitely long. Yeah, it was too long. I mean, I told Morbido that on Twitter. I was like, yeah, like they have to really cut down on the matches and everything. Like it's crazy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the fact that they do near fall after near fall. You're like, okay, come on. Especially when Kyle O'Reilly kicked out of the damn brain busters on the steps. I'm just like, dude, like you're just stretching out the match at this point.
Yeah. Like, holy crap.
Like, don't get me wrong, the match was good. Like those guys, they went to war, but it's just like, if you would have shaved a good 15 minutes off that match, it would have been all right. Like, none of us wouldn't have been hurting at all. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like when a match drags on, it's like you kind of want it to end already. And the match shouldn't make you feel like that. It was great, though. It definitely was great. They were going crazy shit. That brainbuster on the table, you said? Mm-hmm. Oh, you said stairs.
No, stairs.
He did it on the table to Adam Cole. And Adam got... Bro, let's be real. Both of them don't weigh enough to break anything, honestly. So when he really slammed him through the table, it didn't break, and he literally bounced off it. I was like, damn, that shit looked like it really hurt.
Yeah, it did.
it was definitely a great match. I just, I don't know, man. I don't like when I feel like I'm watching something longer than I feel like I should.
Yeah, no, that's like it.
That's it.
It was crazy. Like I was getting a bunch of different text messages from different people. Like, God damn, you see that? Oh my God! Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Like it was crazy. Like I don't know if you seen that kid Landon. Like he tweeted out. He said his girlfriend was actually hooked onto it, and she doesn't even like wrestling. So I was like,
oh,
yeah. And he was like, that was a big accomplishment. So I'm like, yeah, you damn right. Like that's somebody's good. Doing something right.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's definitely good.
Yeah. So
I will say this though.
Right.
Kyle O'Reilly winning is definitely the right move.
Yeah, it's the right move. I mean, Cole, I mean, he needed a big win to justify him getting any type of main event push moving forward. Because, like, if not, then, you know, what's the purpose of him being in the main event if he's just going to fucking fail every time, you know?
Yeah,
like, he had to get the Duke. I just thought that maybe since it was unsanctioned that they were going to go on a route where Adam Cole gets the win in an unsanctioned match. And then O'Reilly turns around and beats him when it actually matters.
Okay.
So that was my thinking. That was my thinking and when I did the prediction. Because I did say Cole was going to win.
Yeah. No, yeah,
See people, unlike most people on Twitter and in the real world, RJ can admit when he's wrong. People should take notes.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Like, right, wrong. It's just what we think at the end of the day. It's not like we're saying it to make people or to convince others what we're saying is right. Never that. Never, 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 never.
Oh, ever, no. I was just saying ever. That because somebody thinks that I think that I'm some type of wrestling savant.
Who said that?
Some idiot on Twitter.
Damn.
I forgot what his name was. I think I blocked him anyways. I ain't trying to argue with nobody on the internet. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I can't do that, man. I'm not trying to do that.
I can't punch you in the face, what's the use of arguing with you? Like, I don't want to talk. Right? I don't do no talking. Like,
right.
Like, Maverick and Kodak, they do the talking. Me and Deuce do the walking, all right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Tell me?
Yeah, exactly. Shit, Monty could do the talking, too, and I'll do the walking, too. Like, shit.
No, chill. Because once I do the talking, once they talk back, it's over.
Yeah, once they talk back, they get popped in the jaw.
Facts.
As soon as they go to opening my eye, bam!
Yeah, nope.
Right in the make.
But no, nah, man. It was cool. It was cool. I definitely wish Finn Balor and Karrion Kross closed out the night, though.
Yeah, me and Morbido was just talking about how they need to stop devaluing the NXT title.
Yeah,
by having it come second to certain things, and I agree. That's how Aleister Black's title run was overshadowed because they had Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano main event over him constantly. It was like, how are you going to make his title reign feel special when him and Andrade are, you know, coming second to Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa? Yeah, granted, that's a more personal story, but your title match should always go on last. The title should always go last for prestige and just for respect for the two guys that have the belt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really, you know, put some prestige and honor into that championship.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, man, I'm just glad that the two champions I wanted walking out of Stand and Deliver are the champions. So, big win for Monty. He gets the dubs. He called for Raquel. He called for Karrion Kross. Monty for creative writing. Entire WWE. Book it. RJ.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get up in there.
I tell you what, WWE would be great within, like, the first week, the first day.
I'll be honest with you, we'll probably be the best public relations these freaking wrestlers had. Like, why can't we get people? They'll probably be like, why can't we get people young, you know, coaches just like you
that's
two
what
guys.
They need. WWE's missing. They're missing that.
I know.
Vince McMahon's so out of touch. Like, at least Triple H somewhat gets it. A little bit to a certain degree.
Definitely.
Like, I look back to things when, remember, Andrade had that big entrance for TakeOver that one time when he came out with the mariachi band and he came out with the Lusumbra mat. Like, I look at shit like that and I'm like, dude, Triple H, he somewhat gets it. Like, he talks to the wrestlers and he somewhat gets it. Whereas Vince McMahon, he doesn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that instead of surrounding himself with guys who are old just like him that don't have a fucking clue, why not get some younger guys in there that can talk to the wrestlers and get a gauge of what they do culturally and try to represent that and reflect that.
Right.
The Apollo Crew stuff, that's a start. But I think it that's more so to, like, Paul Heyman or whoever else is actually running that shit over there on SmackDown.
They should take a note from that and use it for Damian Priest too. I mean, they have been with Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny really been doing some promos better than half the people on Raw, bro. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, and I like the fact that, you know, and I told Shay earlier, I was like, you got to give the guy credit. Like, he's a guy that definitely puts in the work. You know what I'm saying? He's putting in the work to try to, you know, fill all this shit out. You know what I'm saying? So,
doing this shit every week, coming to Raw every week, like that. He's really taking the time out to do it the right way. So y'all gotta really, like, I hate that wrestling fans really out here complaining about an international superstar acting like who, bro? Stop! What are you saying? This if we talking about popularity, Bad Bunny's more popular than every WWE superstar in WWE. So you can't even say shit like that. Like, what are we talking about here? So, like,
yeah, I mean that's true, but you have to realize too. You said something just now. You said international superstar, meaning that international can mean people outside the United States of America.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people deadass do not know who Bad Bunny is. Like, I talked to a couple of people today who didn't even know who the hell he was until he stepped foot in WWE at the Royal Rumble.
Damn, that's bad. That, I mean,
like I told you on the phone, I know who he was because my sister listened to his music. Yeah. Well, both of them do. Christina and Alexa, they both listen to like his music and stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm aware of who he is, but I don't listen to his music personally. But you know, yeah, like it's
I just, definitely do. That's my son.
Yeah, I know.
That's
my boy. I know you bump him and everything like
that. Yeah, that's my guy. I mean, he represents the coaches, so that's why I like the team with Damian Priest. I have no problem with that team. I have no problem with him.
No, and no, and look, he wants to be doing what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? So that gets brownie points for me, you know, because right. I'm tired of, you know, WWE, they bringing these celebrities that don't want to be there. They just, you know, they're there for the check, but he's there to have an experience and have a good time. So I can't be mad
living
at that
a childhood dream.
Same time. Yeah, and at the same time, he's giving the rub to Damian Priest. I don't know how much popular Damian Priest is getting with being with him, but like he's just giving the rub to another Puerto Rican guy who's on the rise. And, you know, after this is all over with, you know, I'm gonna need Damian Priest to, you know, be on the, you know, on the rise, you know, after WrestleMania.
Honestly, after WrestleMania, I better see Damian Priest beat Riddle's ass or Shane's ass for that U.S. title. Yeah. Give me that belt, bro.
I think he needs to bypass that and go straight for the world title.
That'd be cool.
They need Titans. That's the theme of the night. They need Titans. And I think he's a guy.
I'm put that in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that we need more of that.
Yeah.
And they might, they most likely are going to give him the U.S. belt. I wouldn't be surprised if Sheamus beat Riddle and if Sheamus
like
turned
that.
Around. And I would like that too, honestly. Sheamus kind of, you know, he deserves it, to be honest with you. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, yeah. And don't be surprised if Sheamus loses it to Damian Priest like a month later because, you know, Sheamus doesn't need to be champion for that long. He's one of those guys that could be a transitional champion at this point in his career.
Right.
So he didn't need to hold that belt very long. He could drop it to Damian Priest. Damian Priest could be the, you know, a former world champion, a former main eventer. And Sheamus can go on and, you know, do something else different. You know what I'm saying? So, nobody loses any steam or anything like that. And, that's pretty much it.
Right. I agree. I guess to end off the show, I would like to ask you this. If you had to choose, if it wasn't a two-night event and you had to choose one night to watch only, which night would that have been?
Honestly, night one looks more intriguing.
Yeah.
Night one looks more intriguing. I mean, there's matches on both nights that I'm interested in watching. Make no mistake about it, but it's just like, I don't know, Rollins and Cesaro, I want to see that. I want to see that. Apollo and Big E, I think, you know, Big E and Apollo, they had a little bit of a flub. You know, I'm not going to lie, the match at Fastlane wasn't really all that great. I think both guys are probably nervous and stuff like that. And Big E and Apollo, they worked with each other a couple of times, and I think it might have been a little shaky, but let's hope that, you know, they get it together for this Nigerian drum fight. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be.
I don't know why they did that.
No, did you see that tweet where somebody said Apollo Crews' entrance is about to be lit? And down below, it quote tweeted a news article saying that 11,000 Nigerian soldiers broke away from prison. I said, oh, shit. I'm weak. They coming for Big E. Oh, Big E, better watch out. They're going to play in a real life running at WrestleMania. they go triple team Big E,
just
bro.
Stole
oh
this shit,
God.
Bro.
Oh, we stole the fucking Intercontinental Championship belt and just go.
Honestly, man, if we'll just see. I'm excited. It was a great two nights from NXT.
Right.
I'm just excited with WrestleMania Night 1 is tomorrow? Starts tomorrow?
No.
Saturday, right?
They got that special SmackDown on. They're calling that SmackDown WrestleMania or whatever the fuck.
Oh, I'm not watching that, but okay.
Because they got the Andre Memorial Battle Royal. Oh, yeah. Right. Wale, by the way, is performing Big E's song.
At WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's lit. I like that.
That's dope as fuck.
Damn, he might not lose then.
You mean the Andre the Giant Bum Battle Royal? The Bum Royal.
Hey, Garza's in that joint. I think Garza might win it.
So what? Garza's not even the best Hispanic talent they got, bro.
Yeah, he is. What you talking about?
No, he's not, bro.
Who better than Garza? Damian Priest?
Santos Escobar, bro.
Man, Garza way better than Santos Escobar,
He can't talk English.
Yeah, he can. What are you talking about? His English is good. He can talk English and Spanish. He's more charismatic.
Nah.
Yeah.
Esco's more gangster, bro.
Yeah, he's more gangster, but like Garza's more smooth.
I guess.
He can take the pants off of any woman.
Yeah, that shit is mad weird. He does that shit mid-match. Like, bro, you doing this shit bad late. Oh, I don't want to see your legs now, bro. Like,
man, this man. No, the dude's hilarious, bro.
You know what I think? You know what I think every time he does that?
What?
I think that he gets too sweaty. That's why he takes them off.
He's like, fuck this. This shit's hot.
Yeah, and then he just rips it off. I swear to God, bro. That's what he thinks every time.
Oh, my God.
Yo, he's like, yo, I can't, bro. Let me take these shits off.
He be wearing fucking sweats.
I know, he be bugging.
Yeah, I can't wrestle in no damn sweats, bro. I can't even play basketball in sweats, bro.
Yeah, that shit is disgusting.
Like I have to cut off. If I had to wear sweats, I had to have, like, cut off sweats. Like, I have to cut those shits myself, like, and make them into shorts or something so my legs can fucking breathe underneath all that fucking cotton. I can't do that shit, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell he do it, but I know it's a sigh of relief whenever he rips them off or whatever, but shit, like, damn.
I know. Oh man,
that's crazy.
But
nah, man, I want to see more from him though. I want to see more because he's got the goods, bro. Like Andrade, you know, like we talked about in private. Andrade couldn't speak English and this, that, and the other. He had a couple of things going up against him.
Yeah.
Then he was like homesick and stuff like that, and he wanted to leave before. But you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of different factors that went into why I don't think the company fully trusted Andrade. But I think Garza's a different story, man. Garza's a different story. Escobar's a different story. Yeah. And, yeah, man, I just think both guys got something. That's why I want Escobar out of that cruiserweight division, man. Like,
yeah, me too.
Because I think that he's bigger than that.
Yeah,
just like, you know, Garza, they put the cruiserweight belt on him, and his title run didn't even last that long because they realized that he was bigger than the cruiserweight division. So
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, everybody, that I guess that wraps everything up for NXT Stand and Deliver.
So what was the rating for tonight?
Damn. It's not as high as yesterday. I'll give it an 8.5. It's a whole one number lower just because they prolonged the main event with Adam Cole, and I felt like I felt like Bronson Reed versus Johnny Gargano was a waste of a match. So,
wow, damn, we went the opposite way, huh?
Yeah, I only say that because we knew Bronson was gonna lose. So I was kind of mad that I had to sit through it. That's it. That shit's. I know that sounds so fucked up, but I'm not. No knock to the match. I actually enjoyed the match because Gargano actually literally chopped at the tree, like. Literally, that's what the whole match was. He was chopping down. But I knew he was gonna win, so I was like, I don't even give a shit. So, what about you?
Me, I would go with 8.5. I mean, the hype wasn't like I was more into yesterday's matches than I was tonight. Obviously, Adam McCall was good, but went too long. And Cross and Balor was great. The other matches I wasn't really into all that much. Like as far as like personal investment. But yeah, like I think that it was very, very good stuff. And Shawn Michaels and Triple H doing press right now. Those are usually interesting. But yeah, like I just was more invested in the matches from yesterday, a little bit more better than tonight. But that doesn't take away the fact that tonight was great too. So
right. Absolutely. I think they started off the WrestleMania week started with yesterday. So I think they started off really well. I just want to let everybody know that me and RJ tomorrow will be doing WrestleMania predictions for what, for the whole show? We're going to do it for the whole show?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're going to do it for the whole show. And we're going to have a special guest, our bro Zay, a member of
the Too Sweet Club.
The Too Sweet Club. Our guy Evan at Go Woo on a Bitch.
Go Woo on a Bitch. Hey.
Yeah, that's our guy. And he's going to join us to talk some WrestleMania.
Oh, and, AKA, and you guys from the E-Feds might know him as the sexiest of all sexy brothers.
Brother. So it should be really fun to get Evan on the show. I know
he's gonna hit the brother two times, just at least two times.
Brother. Oh god. But
my boy.
Yes, everybody. We hope you guys got to enjoy both nights of NXT TakeOver, and we just wish you guys very good night and everything. You know. Everything will always be
too
sweet.
That's right.